Jenna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jenna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place.
And welcome back once again to Happy Hour here with Jenna Spilbor and Carol Pesci. I am Frankenberry, and we are back with another show, and we are back. Now, Jenna, I think you said to me in a text exactly what our guest, what her thing is, you know, what her what she emphasizes in a recent book. But was it spiritual what?
Okay, so
I'm not making fun. I'm just trying to.
It's a pretty cool angle, though.
A spiritual business advisor? Was that it or something to that effect?
Well, yes. So I'm glad you brought this up because we're doing something a little bit different today with our guest. I don't know if we've ever had a guest with this precise expertise on the show. And we've been doing this show now for 12 years or more. I've lost count. But so I'm very excited to be speaking with later Amy Robeson. And here's how I describe her. She is an expert in uniting woo-woo with real life. And who doesn't need a little woo-woo in your real life? And she's got an interesting story. And she technically calls herself a healer and spiritual mentor. And she does have a business background, but she is a full-time healer and spiritual mentor at this moment. So when we come back later, we're going to be speaking with her about a couple of things. One, how to manifest abundance. And two, we're going to talk to her about something I have never, ever, ever heard of in my life. Carol, you might have. Frankenberry, I'm sure you haven't. But it's called the Akashic Records. And okay. How they can be used to enhance your life. I never heard of them. Frankenberry, have you?
That's what I love about you, Spilbor. You bring a sense of humor to the show.
Carol, have you ever heard of Akashic?
No.
You might have.
No.
So me either. So we're gonna dive into that for, you know, the 20 minutes that we have her later this morning. So there is that. Now, without further ado, I'm happy to report. Yes.
Right, also, I just had to say one thing. I just like how you got to that, to Carol there at the end. Okay. I don't know what that means. Frankenberry, do you? And Carol, you're the smart one. Do you know what that means? Even you don't? Holy cow.
No. The only reason I deferred to Carol is because she and I both are way more woo-woo than you will ever be. So if anybody in the room has heard of the Akashic Records, it would be her. She hasn't. Me neither. Okay.
Okay, cool. We'll all learn something then.
So without further ado, and Frankenberry, I will bring you up to speed along with the listeners. Carol will have some idea of what I'm about to say, but I am happy to report that the mystery of the case of Pink Depends delivered to my door has been solved.
Dun, dun, oh, dun. Wait a minute. People don't even know yet. You got to explain what happened.
That's right. You haven't even mentioned what the mystery is in the first place.
Oh, yeah. To make it even more mysterious. Okay. Here's what happened last week, folks. I was doing what I do best, and that is opening boxes from Amazon.
boxes.
Are you better at shopping or are you better at opening?
Remember, half of what she doesn't remember ordering.
It's right. And it's both pretty equal. I'm gonna give you a little sidebar that I'm embarrassed to admit because I'm gonna get crap for it. But you know how when you're ordering from Amazon and it'll say, "Hey, do you want to group these together for fewer boxes?" So that means you might have to wait an extra day to get this, you know, whatever the thing that you ordered, the pair of socks that you ordered.
Yep.
I used to group them all the time. Yeah, no, I want fewer boxes. Now I'm like, nope. I want my socks Monday. I want my underwears on Tuesday. I want my whatever on Thursday. I don't. So I have a lot of Amazon boxes.
And Jenna, you also have cats that they're so you need to lay those boxes out for the cats. It all works out in the end. The universe is talking to you, Jenna.
I don't have cats, Frankenberry. I might babysit a cat or three from time to time.
You're babysitting a cat or three from time to time to time, but you know the cats love boxes, right?
I heard they do.
And crinkly paper.
Right? Yes, exactly. Crunchy paper, for God's sakes. Find crunchy packing paper.
And apparently they also love your feet, but that's a topic for another day. Okay, so back to the story. I was doing what I do best. Opening Amazon boxes. When I get to a box that had been sitting in my foyer, not foyer, foyer, for a couple of days. Now, the reason this box sat for a couple of days is because what I thought was on the inside was a paper product, what do you call them? Paper towels. Because I thought I had recently ordered paper towels and I thought that they arrived. And so I just left them in the foyer. Well, I finally get out the scissors and I open this box, and much to my chagrin and surprise, it was not filled with paper towels. Oh, no, no. Au contraire, mon frère. It was instead filled with 60 pairs of pink, size small, Depends. Yes, adult diapers. Now, at first I go, ha, ha, ha. Amazon, you did it again. You meant to send whatever, and you sent these instead. So I go onto my account to see what they screwed up. You know, what did they accidentally exchange for this case of pink Depends? And lo and behold, there was nothing. I never did order the paper towels. It was not in my recent orders. Everything in my recent orders was fulfilled correctly. So now I say to myself, self, somebody sent me a case of pink adult diapers on purpose.
Hey, Jonna, at least they were size small.
Yep. I was thinking the same thing there, Carol.
And pink. So now I go, okay. So now think about the timing, guys. It's like 3 weeks after my birthday. So if it was supposed to be like a funny joke birthday gift, it missed the mark because it's like a month late, right? So I'm like, who in the world? And so I immediately text Carol and our good friend of the show, Jeannie. And I'm like, did Amy send me a box?
Our practical joker friend.
So neither Carol nor Jeannie knew anything about. And then I thought it could have been
Although I said, good move. And I wish I had thought of it.
Because at that time, when the delivery was fresh and I was still figuring out what happened.
Fresh Depends.
Thank God they were fresh Depends, Carol.
Yes. Thank God. So I'm like, okay, so now the mystery sort of deepens. So I go over to the box and I'm looking at the label, and it says on the label, packing slip underneath, and there's some arrows. So I could actually, unlike my normal deliveries, I could open up the label and pull out the packing slip. And I figured, all right, if it's a joke, the person who sent it's going to have sent a message on this packing slip. So I go and I open the packing slip, and the packing slip is 100% blank. Not a nothing, not a mark, not a nothing, zero, invisible, blank. Okay. So now I look closer at the box and I see on the actual outer label itself is a little emblem that appears to be a gift. And I go, okay. It definitely was a gift. Somebody sent this as a gift. And I start going down the list of people in my life. And all of a sudden, I went down this rabbit hole, guys. And I started thinking, wait a minute. Since it's not my birthday, and it wasn't Amy, and it wasn't Carol, an enemy sent me these Depends. Trying to mess with me. Trying to send a message. You're going to poop your pants someday soon.
So hang on. Pause for a second. Frankenberry, I offered you up as a potential, but it would have been a $60 joke. And I said, he loves you, but he's not going to invest $60 on a joke.
Damn straight. See, you're a smart woman there, Pesky.
Thank God you were. And then after she said that, I went online to Google how much a case of Depends cost. And she was right. That was a $60 message that somebody was sending to me. So now I start going through the list of all my cases and all the hearings I have coming up and all the opposing counsels, right? Now I'm trying to figure out which one of these is trying to send me a message about an upcoming case. And I'm going through the list and I'm going through the list. And I start plotting. I start plotting revenge on people who I'm not even 100% sure have sent me this case of pink Depends. And I started deep, dark thoughts, like some really good revenge things that I'm.
I would have too. I got to be honest. I'm not a revengeful person, but I would too.
Really good. Really, really good. So finally, I texted everybody that I know who could have possibly have even remotely thought of sending these underwears. And somebody said to me, well, why don't you check with Amazon? And I didn't think that was possible, right? But lo and behold, I waste another hour of my day. And I go on the chat with Amazon and I'm like, look, somebody sent me a package. And I don't say what it is. I said, somebody sent me a package. There's no information. I need to know who did it. And they said, okay, give us the tracking number. So, boop. Now I can't wait. I'm like, I'm ready. I am ready. I am going to be full Tony Soprano mode when I find out, when they reveal who the person is who sent me this.
Because they were addressed to you at your address.
Addressed to me at my home address. And at this point, I think I had narrowed it down to one particular attorney or a disgruntled ex-employee. Like, I was convinced that it was one of these two people. Totally convinced. So I give Amazon the tracking number and they come back and they go, oh, are you talking about your 36 count of Charmin extra ribbed fluffy duffy double sized toilet paper rolls that you have on subscription that was delivered 2 days ago? And I go, yeah. After I'd already told them that it was a gift, I'm trying to figure out who sent it to me. Like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. My subscription of Fluffy Duffy 36 roll counter Charmin toilet paper rib. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Got it. So now I have to tell Amazon, I go, look, that did not arrive. Something else arrived. And she goes, okay. Or whoever, the bot that I was chatting with goes, okay. Do you want a refund or a replacement? Now, I never had to tell this person what came in its stead. And I said, I want a replacement, which means, guys, I am still in possession of 60 pairs of pink small adult underwear that I have no need for. Thank the Lord. And
so, so the tracking number tracks to your toilet paper. You just got, they packed the wrong item.
Yes, and the reason
that's anticlimactic.
It is a bit, yeah.
I know. But the reason I didn't put two and two together is because the toilet paper has been on subscription since the pandemic, and I didn't actually physically order it. It just shows up.
So let me ask you one question, though.
You're going to ask the same thing. Go first.
Probably.
The same thing.
How often does this subscription box of 36 rolls of toilet paper for a single woman arrive at your house?
This is why she built an addition. She's got a room that is floor to ceiling hoarded with toilet paper, 36 rolls a month.
Holy crap.
You guys are real funny and you think you're joking, but my garage has one full wall of freaking toilet paper. One full wall. No, because I panicked, you know, back then. And I'm like, well, if this happens again, I'm going to be a toilet paper hoarder. And even though my toilets, you don't even need toilet paper. My toilets will clean your tushy for you. They have the thing. They're bidets.
They'll sing to you. They'll hum a tune.
That's right. Exactly.
They'll toast your toes. They'll tell you you're pretty. They, you know, they wash your butt.
You walk in, they tell you to turn out the light. It's too bright.
Yeah.
Hey, turn off the light.
And they actually turn on a light when it's dark and you walk in there and you don't want to turn one on yourself. They do all of that. But I am wall to wall, 36 count, fluffy duffy, extra Charmin rib toilet paper in my garage.
Now, you know what there, Miss Spilleborg? I'm sure that you could find some sort of nursing home or assisted living facility that would probably enjoy a little bit of extra toilet paper and a little bit of these and a box of Depends as a donation.
There you go. You can get a big box and you can bury the Depends around the toilet paper. Sam, just dropping off some toilet paper. Then you can save face.
I agree with that. And I thought about that. But as far as saving face, I would need to hire somebody to make that delivery for me. Because with my luck, here's what would happen. Just let's go with this, okay? Here I am in my 5-inch heels and my tight skirt running into any nursing home on the way to my office. Say, here you go. Here's a donation of toilet paper and Depends. And when all of a sudden my heel goes into some grate, I go butt over tea kettle, the Depends, the toilet paper goes flying out of the box. I skin both knees. I maybe break a tooth. And now I've got that on my head. No.
So
the drama of
when she was when she was first trying to unravel this mystery and she was texting Jeannie and I, she was like, great, now I got to drive by real slow by a nursing home and throw all these out the window.
And my favorite part of this whole thing is, one, to find out that Jonna, who is so adverse to going into any kind of store where you shop for items, orders freaking paper towels from Amazon.
Toilet paper.
And toilet paper, apparently. And two, is not only too embarrassed to go into a nursing home to make a donation, but she's too embarrassed to tell a bot what came in the mail.
Boy,
I'm not telling that AI what came in the mail. You never know what might happen.
Yeah, but I guess I was a little relieved, no pun intended, that it wasn't one of the two people that I had narrowed this scandalous adult diaper caper down to. So I am
adult really- diaper caper. The adult diaper caper.
Though I think at some point, Jonna, I at least for the lawyer you were talking about, I think it would be kind of funny to tell him or her that you did narrow the possibilities down to them and one other person, because that's a funny story.
But also, guys, think about the flip side. If I ever wanted to get under somebody's skin, like an opposing
count, yeah,
delivering adult diapers would be a great way to do it.
Size large.
That's a good point.
All right. Oh, my God.
He's one at a time. I've got 60 opportunities to annoy another attorney.
There you go.
Price of postage.
Wrap it up. Put a pretty
All right, yes.
On it. Yeah, okay.
God. All
and,
right.
And so, speaking of that.
Yeah.
Speaking of what?
Wrapping it up and putting a pretty bow on it. What do we got coming
he
up?
He wants us to end this segment. And I really am stretching to try to find a segue between adult diapers and our upcoming guest who's going to be talking about bringing spirituality into business.
Yeah, I can't find one.
I'm at a loss.
Nothing.
I got nothing.
Well, at least we know the universe didn't deliver the adult diapers, but the universe can deliver really useful messages and energies to us. And our next guest is going to tell us how that.
All right. That sounds good. And just to let you know, John, if I was playing a joke on you, I would have only sent you one pair of Depends and a sympathy card with a couple of words that said, time, it happens. All right. Our guest is on the way. So please stick around. It's John at Spillboard. It's Carol Pesci and myself. And we'll be right back.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Live better, laugh harder. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back to Happy Hour again here with Jonna Spillbore and Carol Pesci. I'm Frankenberry, and it's time now to get to our guest this morning, and I think you're going to be very interested to hear what Amy Robeson has to say.
Yes, because as I mentioned before the break, guys, I think in all the years we have been doing this show, Amy is basically our unicorn. I don't think we've ever had a guest with the precise knowledge and know-how and expertise that Amy is going to bring to the show. And as I explained before we got here, she is pretty much an expert in where woo-woo connects to real life. And I can't wait to talk with Amy Robeson. Let me tell you a little bit about her before we begin. Amy is a master, now we're going to get to this too, because I've never heard of it, is a master Akashic Records teacher, light language master, and mentor who helps people tap into their most powerful inner potential to experience profound transformation and magic. She is passionate about exploring spiritual concepts and truths and encourages her students to get curious and stay curious. As the founder of Sacred Awakening, she has created a powerful Akashic Records program, allowing her students to receive answers in any area of their life. Who doesn't want to do that? So they can live an empowered, aligned life. Amy is the perfect guide, breaking down complex spiritual concepts to meet her students where they are and helping them overcome roadblocks, outdated beliefs, and even trauma to achieve their highest good. Amy Robeson, you may as well be magic. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here with y'all.
We are really excited too. And I'm a little bit nervous because there's so much that we want to talk to you about in the limited time that we have. But can we please start with, you have a very interesting story. Like, you didn't come out of the womb the spiritual mentor. You had a very different life before. So can you give us a bit of your backstory?
Yeah, like I didn't have like a spiritual job before this career. I worked as a finance manager in the auto industry and knew that that wasn't my calling. I was really good at what I did, but yearned for something more. And it wasn't until I cracked my tailbone for the second time in my life. Well, if you ever cracked your tailbone, it's not fun. And so when I cracked my tailbone for the second time, I started to fall back into a deep depression. And before that, I've been depressed before to the point where I didn't want to be here anymore. And so I knew that if I went down that road again, I needed support and I needed someone to help me. And I was all being really guided to learn how to meditate and learn how to interpret my dreams. Because at the time, since I was a little kid, I've always had like really intense dreams. I've remembered my dreams. But like I would always have dreams of like people killing me and things like that. And I wanted to understand what it meant so I wouldn't be tortured in my sleep. And so I found my first teacher for learning how to meditate, learning how to do dream interpretation. And that led me on a path of like just deep spirituality and deep thirst for knowledge, because I didn't know where I wanted to go. I just knew that I needed to follow the energy through. And if I got a full body yes on something, I was doing it. If I didn't, I did it. And it led me here. And one of my favorite tools is the Akashic Records. And for your listeners, if they don't know what that is, every word, deed, thought from the moment your soul is incepted is recorded in the Akash. Everyone has an Akashic Records. We can go into the Akashic Records and receive love and guidance and support in any and all areas of our life from the guardians of the records, also known as the masters, teachers, and loved ones. No question is too big. No question is too small, and they just want us to evolve and to support us and to be happy. And they're one of the most amazing tools.
So are the Akashic Records, are they recorded for your whole life? Like the moment you're born, is your whole life recorded in these Akashic Records, or am I not understanding it?
Yes. And it's from your soul's inception. So, depending on your belief system, it's from the moment your soul is incepted, meaning once your soul is born, you might come into human form, you might not, but it's from everything your soul has ever experienced and will experience. And so you could have many, many lifetimes that it's recorded in the Akash. You can have lifetimes that aren't human that are recorded in the Akash. And we can go in there and ask for guidance around anything. And the thing about the records is they take into account all of your soul's experiences, because what makes you unique and very different is everything your soul has ever experienced, which also creates patterns, which also creates perceptions, and those perceptions create your reality. And if you're wanting to shift out of the reality that you're in, shift out of the frequency that you're in, you have to be willing to look at the whole of the soul so that you can remember and recognize your wholeness again.
This is so cool to me, because this is like magic eight ball on steroids. If you could, right? If you can see guidance or tap into, if I'm even using the right term, the Akashic Records for your soul, can you answer any question that you could possibly think of about your life?
Yeah, as long as we're staying within spiritual laws. So like I can't go in and start asking questions about my husband and his records without his permission, because that would be breaking a spiritual law. But I can ask questions regarding my relationship with my husband. So let's say we got into a big argument and I don't know how to communicate my feelings, or I don't know how to communicate what I'm feeling or how I felt or what happened. And I want to have a better understanding of how I can communicate differently the next time, or how we can overcome that argument. I can go in there and ask, like, Can you please assist me in seeing this argument in a different perspective? Can you support me in communicating my feelings? What can I say next time? Or how can I communicate next time so I feel seen and heard? And so I'm making it about me and not about him.
Okay, so I have so many questions, so forgive me.
I can feel it.
Okay, so if you can consult, are you consulting a record? I mean, there must be a record.
Who's the keeper? Who's the keeper of the records?
The keeper of the records is Archangel Metatron, but there's the guardians of the records, which are also known as masters, teachers, and loved ones. And so depending on your question or questions, they might shift out throughout the entire session. Think about it this way. If you have a question that's, let's say, regarding money, you want the guides, the guardians that support the highest good, and they're experts in money to answer your question. If you have a question then about relationships, you want someone or the beings that can support that question that are expert in that area. So I always like refer it to this way. If you have a leaky roof, you want a roofer to come and fix your roof. You don't want a plumber to fix your roof. You want the roofer to fix your roof. And so for this, it works the same way. And the guardians will shift out all throughout the session, depending on who's going to serve your highest good to answer that question and to communicate with you.
So how do you get the attention of the right guide when you're asking a question? Like, you know, you don't ring a bell. There's no doorbell. You don't call up.
No.
You can't text them.
Intelligent. Right. They're so intelligent. It's where you're sitting. They meet you where you're at in that particular moment. You don't have to go, I want to speak to only this guy. Because if you do that, what ends up happening, you pigeonhole yourself. You'll only get the expertise from that one guide, and you want to be open to who wants to serve your highest good in that particular moment. And so in Sacred Awakening, my Akashic Record program, I teach people a very specific method on how to open their records, and it's very simple and easy. And then once they go in, they don't have to worry about like, who's coming forward, or do I need to get the attention of this particular expert? No, it's very intuitive. They naturally just come in, and we don't have to worry about those little nuances. The main thing is getting curious around your behaviors, your habits, the questions that you want to ask, because the questions you ask deem the results that you're going to get. And so it's more important to focus on questions versus who's coming forward.
And how do you know, Amy, this is Carol, how do you know? You know, I think we all have questions every day, and we all want to live our best lives and define both by how we feel about ourselves on the inside and the external experiences. So these records exist. You're saying there's a gatekeeper that we can speak to. How do you know we have these questions floating around in our head? How do we know when we're getting the right answer from the right place?
Trust. It takes a lot of trust. And I know that that's not the answer that most people want to hear. But with any tool and with any profession, how do you get better at something, or how do you become an expert at something? It becomes with practice and trust. Because if you're sitting there doubting yourself the whole time, it's going to be hard to build trust and build confidence. If you're not practicing, it's also going to be hard to create or to reach mastery. And so the more you practice, the more you trust, the more your confidence builds, and the more you recognize the nuances of if something's coming in accurately or if something's coming in a little off. And in Sacred Awakening, I teach my students, like, if something feels off, here's XYZ protocol. If something feels right, like, dive deeper into it. And I always tell my students, never take an answer at face value. And this is from the masters, teachers, and loved ones as well. It's because how we perceive something in the particular moment is not always accurate. And so we want to ask more questions. We also want to sit with it as well. And I'm sure you guys have experiences where you've imagined how something's going to play out. And then when it plays out, half the time it ends up playing out 10 times better than we ever imagined, if we allow it to just kind of unfold really naturally. Or it plays out differently, right? It just depends on the situation and the experience. But what I have found when we ask a lot of questions, the guardians are always going to support you where you're at. They're always going to answer the question based on where you're at in that particular moment. They're never going to judge you. There's no question. You can show up super messy. You can show up exactly how you are because that's how they want you to show up. They want you to show up exactly authentically how you are in that particular moment so they can support you. Because oftentimes, I think in the spiritual community, people think that they have to come show up very proper. And that's not how they want you to show up. They just want you to show up authentically because they can support you when you're in a mess or when you're having a challenging time so you can work through it quickly and move on.
Amy, are the Akashic Records tied to karma? And the reason I'm asking is, say if Jonna received this weird delivery, like a box of Depends, and she started imagining that it was somebody who was being mean, and then she started plotting revenge against them, that would be recorded in the Akashic Records that she was wishing harm. Does that tie into karma?
So I think sometimes people hear karma and they think of the one side of the coin on it where it's bad, like bad karma is going to come your way. Karma is neutral. Karma is positive or negative. And so we're constantly filling up our karma bank. And so yes, the masters, teachers, and loved ones definitely know what type of karma you have, what type of lessons you're meant to learn. And also if you are feeling, let's say, revengeful, or you got this box of Depends and you're not sure what it is, you can literally go into the records and ask, like, hey, I got this weird package today. Why did I receive this package? What does this mean? How should I perceive this? And that would be a really fun question to ask in the records.
Carol's really funny. You just raised something that I actually have been dying to ask. How do you know when you've gotten the answer? And I know that sounds like a silly question, but they don't, like, nobody talks to you from the heavens and says, okay, well, you got this because you're an ape. Like, they don't say that. How do you know when you've received the answer?
We receive answers through our intuition. So everyone receives answers differently. So some people might see the answer. Some people might hear the answer. Some people might know it. Some people might smell it, taste it, feel it. The guardians are going to connect with you through your clairs, and that's your intuition antennas. And your intuition is going to let you know, and they'll communicate through all of them. And we all have access to all of our clairs. Some are stronger, some are weaker. And the more that we play with them through anything, that's through the records, through meditation, through journaling, through other spiritual practices, we strengthen those muscles to the clairs. And then we have that clear, confident knowing that, yes, that was the answer, or yes, I saw the answer, however it is that's coming through. And then you can always revisit it as well. You can always ask for synchronicities in the beginning if you're nervous about getting it right. But it starts with trust. You have to trust that you're getting it. Even if in the beginning you don't feel like you're doing it right at all, you have to trust.
Amy, do the answers sometimes come as signs or experiences or people or input from the outside? Like, not like
absolutely.
A voice or a feeling? Yeah, okay.
Yep, absolutely. So we can ask a question and then the answer can sit in our energy field. And this happens with meditations, through activations, through attunements as well. Because I'll have students that will do, like, I do a lot of free healings on my podcast, or I'll do it like when we do free events. And like, I'll have students that will go, I didn't receive the message, Amy, when you said receive a message. And I go, that's okay, because it's in your energy field. And when you're meant to receive it, you might receive it an hour later through a conversation. It might pop up like on your social media feed and you're just like, ooh, that's it. I know that's it. Or it just might be through everyday experiences or through a dream. And because we are multidimensional, we are energy, and sometimes we're not ready to receive the answer in that very particular moment. And I'll often have students that will say, hey, Amy, I received answers after I closed my records. Is that okay? Absolutely, it's okay, because you're ready to receive the answer then.
Wait a minute. So you said I received the answer after I closed my record. So what does that mean? How do you ask a question by opening the record, or you, and then when
yeah, it's a whole process. We open the records, we ask questions, wow. And we close the records. This is everything I teach inside of Sacred Awakening, my Akashic Record program.
Can you wake up every morning, Amy, and be like, okay, I'm going to ask my daily morning question over coffee to the records and like just say, what should I be doing today? What's the best thing I can do for my purpose today? Like, can you ask?
Yes, you can ask that. You can ask what to eat for the day. You can ask what to wear. That's going to bring you more joy or make you feel more radiant or feel more grounded. You can ask anything. You can go on the records at any time of day. So it doesn't necessarily have to be in the morning. I have a toddler now. So I used to get up first thing in the morning, meditate, go on the records, ask a bunch of questions. Now my routine looks completely different than what it
used to be.
But I'm looking forward to having my morning routines again look like that. But they meet you where you're at in the stage of life that you're in as well, which is really awesome, because any time of day is a good time of day to meditate, do your spiritual practices, and to go into the records.
I'm going
to
ask a specific question. I know we have limited time, and we're going to talk about your course too in a second. But so let's say I have an audition, which I do next week, and I want to bring my best, or I want to know whether I don't know whether this opportunity is really going to be worthwhile. Could I ask the records that question the morning of and get?
Oh, you can start asking the question now. Like, you don't have to ask the question the morning of. And I got like a spiritual message for you if you're interested in hearing it.
I am.
Yes. I heard specifically for you to wear red. And I don't know if you're into reds, but specifically to wear red.
Nice. Thank you.
Nice.
Oh, man. No, that's great.
You just made her day, Amy.
Yes,
yeah, like I just heard you tell her to wear red. Like, that's really important for you to wear red.
Oh,
so cool.
So okay, so listen, I think we could talk about and learn more about the Akashic Records, but you mentioned that you have a course. So does your course teach all the questions that we have? Does it answer those questions? Like, how do you
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about that course, and how often do you have that course? Where do people sign up? So let's learn about the course.
Yeah, so I teach people in Sacred Awakening how to open the records for themselves, ask very powerful questions, how to connect with all aspects of themselves, because we're so multidimensional. And just because you are excited, let's say, about this audition, there might be an aspect of you that's nervous about it. And that aspect of you, if it's not on board, can sabotage. And so how I teach students in the records is like to work with all aspects of yourself. So they're all on board when you have something big or something small. And this is where I call reparenting ourselves. And so then the second half of the course, I teach people how to open the records for other people. And some people get certified, some people don't. I don't separate these two, because when you learn how to open the records for other people, it deepens your own connection with your own records, and it strengthens your intuition even deeper, which is really cool to witness and to see. I teach people how to open the records using crystal and energy in a very quick, simple method. I don't know I don't know when I'm going to be teaching the next round, but we have a round that's going to be coming up in September. And then it starts on September 19th, and it's at 50% off right now. And then I'll probably host another one next year in the beginning, probably March. I don't know exactly when, but we have, I usually host it twice a year. And we have video lessons, live calls, virtual retreats, crystals that I send people. It's a really robust course that's life-changing. And that's not my words. These are my students' words. And I have many testimonials that will say that, because in a short period of time, it's like a four-month-long course. Like, things shift very, very quickly for students in the course.
And where do we go to learn about it?
You can go to my website, which is theamyrobison.com/sacred-awakening, or you can go to sacredawakening.org, and that's awakening without an S, awakening, sacredawakening.org.
It sounds intriguing.
And it's online, Amy? Is it
it's online? We have people all around the world that take the course. It's really awesome. We have a really awesome community that supports one another as well. And like people make friends in the course, which is really neat to witness and to watch as well.
This show will air actually a couple of days before the course starts. So I would encourage everybody who's listening, if you're interested, to going to, and you said, Amy, it's theamyrobison.com/awakening.
You could just even go to theamyrobison.com and click on courses and then click on Sacred Awakening. You can find it there.
And I will also say I've been listening to your podcast, which I absolutely love. And your podcast is called Awakening with Amy Robison.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for listening. Well, it's a lot of fun doing that.
It's a lot of fun to listen to. Like, I love this stuff. And tapping into your spirituality and your spiritual energy, I think, is something that everybody ought to do. In fact, I don't even know how you can avoid it. If you are alive, you should know that this energy is all around you, and tapping yes. into it is just another resource. It's a beautiful thing. We really appreciate having you. There's so much more to explore, but for now, I encourage everybody to check out your course. Go to theamyrobison.com. I am going to be checking out the course. And Amy, so if somebody wants to connect with you, they can do it through your website or your social media feeds, which we'll post when we
promote. Absolutely.
You've been okay. Thank you, Amy.
Interesting.
Yes, thank you very much. Oh, more than welcome. Glad you joined us there, Amy. And we are not done with Happy Hour yet this morning. We still got segment number 3 on the way. So please come back for more with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci and Just Some Guy.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Laugh more, stress less. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back to Happy Hour one more time here this morning with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Frankenberry. Is that okay. A spooky version?
Yeah, I was going to say, as we get closer to Halloween, there's Jonna practicing. Nice. So we got a chance to find out the whole concept behind Akashic and Akashic Records and all that with Amy Robeson.
It's actually pretty intriguing. Guys,
I am fascinated by this stuff. Fascinated by this stuff. And I definitely want to check out her course, and I am definitely going to wear red next week for my audition. I am most definitely going to do that. I'll tell you a little bit about the audition if you want to.
Yes, definitely.
I was going to ask, but I didn't want to feel like maybe we would jinx it if you would tell us what it was.
It is, and excuse me, they never give you like 100% full details for these things. And you guys know, I've gone on like a million auditions in my life and never have gotten a single gig, although I've come close. But this is for, it would be a new true crime, I guess, talk show. And they are looking for a host. And
okay, nice.
To me, yep. And so, and then you know what I did? So this is kind of funny. So they reached out to me out of the blue. I'm like, yeah, I'm interested, you know, no problem. So they gave me some dates and some times for the audition. So I reached out to one of our previous guests, Astrology with Heather Elan. Remember we had her on like back in May? And I was like, Heather, I don't know if you remember me, you were on our show, but I need your help. I need it really fast. I got to know which date and time would be best for this audition, blah, blah, blah. I will pay for your expertise. The favor is I need it really fast. And so she didn't get back to me fast enough. So we booked the time. and now I'm like, nail biter, because what if, you know, it's not the best time. But now that we had Amy Robeson on and I know that just wear red, I feel a lot better.
There you go.
Yeah.
What, you know what, there, Spillboard? Whatever works for you. Whatever works.
I know. I can't overthink it. I'm more concerned about how to make my hair look not stupid for this audition, because now I've gone from let's make fun of my hair to now I'm just mad about my hair. So
yeah, but you've also I'm going to guess that you have been on one of your new shows in this whole time period, haven't you, with your hair, and that everything's gone well.
I've been on several times.
Okay.
The first time in my life I've gone on national television to talk about murder and mayhem with a sparkly barrette in each side of my head. Like, that's never happened before.
It doesn't matter. It worked. And I don't think anybody look at you and say, oh my God, you can't get in front of the camera with hair like that? What are you thinking?
well, nobody's going to say that to me, but people could be thinking that. Like, how do you talk about blood and guts when you got bedazzles all over your hair? National television.
Apparently you did, so you can.
I did.
Oh, God. Did you guys ever see the spoof movie of the Brady Bunch? Was it Cindy that had the braids and barrettes? And
that one I don't recall.
Oh, God. I don't know. It's just popping in my head. There was a scene where they exaggerated her lisp. And she's like, he's like, I don't understand you. But I'm just picturing you as like Cindy Brady.
and you know what?
Next up.
That's right. And Johnny, you just came up with a title for one of the chapters in your book, by the way.
What's it going to be?
Murder, Mayhem, and Sparkly Barrettes.
That is true. And speaking of, this is a total non sequitur, but speaking of silly movies, do you know that Barbie is out on pay-per-view already?
Yes, I saw that the other day. I might watch that at some point, but it's certainly not something that's been on the top of my list. I can tell you that.
You will watch Barbie?
I might at some point, because I mean, what I've read about it, it sounds like it certainly goes places that people didn't expect. So that's fine with me. I can check that out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not really. You would think it's a chick flick just because it's Barbie, but I heard a lot of dudes kind of like it. I fell asleep, but
I mean, that's a last resort kind of thing though for me. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. On that note,
it is time to go. So for everybody that joined us again today, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. And thank you so much for coming back after listening to us before. You're better men and women than we are. So to Amy Robeson for joining us today. Much appreciated. And we'll be back again next week. Same time right here. So please join us again then. This is Happy Hour with Jonas Spielbore and Carol Pesci. And me.
Some dude.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonas Spielbore and Carol Pesci. More life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview comes your way next Sunday at 7 a.m. to help you live better, stress less, and laugh more. Until then, catch this week's show and others at the Happy Hour link on K104online.com.